The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is 5:34 on the Bruce Hooley Show. Appreciate your attention today. Take us with you wherever you go on the iHeart, TuneIn, and Radio.com apps, or better yet, download our app. Search 989 FM, The Answer, in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Use our number, 844-TALK-989, anytime to interact on the show or to leave a message after the show. Same number, 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. You can also send me an email anytime, Bruce, at 989 The Answer. Getting more and more emails from you, which I appreciate very much. It's a great way to interact. And if you have issues in your local schools, with your boards of education, at work, I'm here to help you guys fight against tyranny and oppression and anything that threatens your freedom and liberty as an American. And so if I can help you put pressure on people, please email me, Bruce at 989theanswer.com, and I do keep your identity protected whenever I receive those emails. My friends at Willis Spangler Starling join us every Friday at 6 p.m. for Ask the Attorney. I was throwing a question at Mr. Willis today as it concerns name, image, and likeness in college athletics, but Stan and his partners, they can tackle anything. That's their practice. It's a broad spectrum practice. Workers' comp, personal injury, wills, estate planning, employment law, you name it, they do it with distinction. They'll protect your integrity and character. Your name is precious. Attorneys represent you, and you do not want someone who plays fast and loose with the law or with the ethics. You will not have to worry about that at all with Willis Spangler Starling. They're located on Truman Boulevard in Hilliard. Look for them online at willisattorneys.com. It's willisattorneys.com. So I played for you in segments one and two comments today from Mara Gay, New York Times editorial board member, MSNBC contributor. She is deeply disturbed by pickup trucks on Long Island on Memorial Day weekend flying American flags and, horror of horrors, Trump flags, because she says we can't get America fixed until we separate Americans from their whiteness. I never have ever in my life thought of America as for whites only. I'm sad, perplexed, confused why she would, particularly someone who has achieved greatly in her career. I mean, you don't luck into a spot at the New York Times. You don't luck into a spot on network television on a national morning show like Morning Joe. But you shouldn't be at all confused about how Mara Gay and her ilk want to fix this problem of me and of you who love America.
It's not just Democrats in Congress. I think there's a large percentage of Americans, even some of my colleagues in journalism, who are invested in some way in pretending that this isn't the threat that it is. That is the real concern, because, you know, the Trump voters who are not going to get on board with democracy, they're a minority. You can marginalize them long term. But if we don't take the threat seriously, then I think we're all in really bad shape.
We can marginalize them long term. The Trump voters who are not going to get on board with democracy. And we are on board with democracy. We're not on board with voter fraud. We're not on board with critical race theory. We're on board with authentic American history. We're not on board with Poet X, another smut. We're on board with classic literature, Shakespeare, great American authors, John Steinbeck, Mark Twain, and others. As I know that word's in Mark Twain. But could we possibly adopt the opinion of a learned man who's African-American, like James McWhorter, who says that people that recoil from racial slurs are acting like hothouse flowers. And he says, I'm not a hothouse flower and I refuse to act like one. Jacqueline in Lima is next, 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. Thank you for calling, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
You are on the air.
So my comment is that I do believe that a lot of Republicans are hiding behind these extremist groups. And these vehicles going around with flags, that's cool. But when they get the Trump and the Confederate, and let's face it, they're rednecks. They're country boys.
Okay.
We all know what it means.
No, well, why would it mean anything other than they love their country and maybe they like a different style of music than you like?
Because I'm a white woman and I'm related to some of them.
Okay.
So I know exactly how they think and exactly how they feel. And many, many Americans in this day and age right now are racist and they don't want people in this country. And everybody can sit there and say, come in legally. And that's all fine and well. I get that. But it's about race. The bottom line is, it is about race.
Okay.
And everybody in this country knows that the country boys don't like anybody other than themselves. Green eyes, blue eyes, blonde hair.
Well, I don't know that. I think you're generalizing, and I don't agree with you at all on it. But here, I want to pursue it with you. I want to have a conversation with you. So these guys are hiding, you're saying, right? Because they can't go mainstream with their viewpoints. Doesn't that tell you that a lot of white people don't share their views, and that would indicate the progress that we've made in a large sense of how minorities are viewed in our country? That if these views that you say they have, I don't know if they do, but if you're correct and they do, if they came out in the open, they would most likely lose their job. They would certainly be disapproved of by society around them, maybe not by their friend group, but by society around them. Do you disagree with that?
No, I do agree with you, but that's why they cling together.
Okay, but my point is if they have to operate underground, that's a fringe group, and it's not the threat. Do you think it's possible for me to fly a flag in my pickup truck and just be proud to be an American and listen to country music on my radio and not be a racist?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
And there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of them. But let's face it, we all know the fact is there's also a lot of racism in this country.
I don't know that there's a lot. I think there is a certain segment on each side of the aisle. Would you agree with that?
I would say probably more on the Republican side than the Democratic side. Look, I didn't vote for Trump and I didn't vote for Biden because I don't think either one was a good choice. You went from one extreme to the other extreme. We need a medium.
Yeah,
because
I don't know if there's an appetite for medium right now, Jacqueline.
Well, I mean, come on, we got to go one way or the other. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, all about going against God and having gay marriages and all of this and the transgender. I get that. I'm a Christian woman. I'm not for it, but you know what? Because they are my sisters and my brothers of my father, the Lord, God, we are all the same.
I agree with you 100% on
that. If racism is going to continue in this country, then we all need to go and leave it back to the Native Americans.
Well, I appreciate your call very much. I think we have to get to a point in a modern society where we find a way to fix our problems rather than just everybody leaving and turning it over to Native Americans, because that's just not a workable, feasible solution. But I'm glad you brought up the gay transgender issue. A survey out today from Gallup shows that support for gay marriage in America is at 70% approval for the first time. And a majority of Republicans now support same-sex marriage. Support among older adults has reached 60%. When this survey was first taken in 1996, 25 years ago, Support for gay marriage in America was 27%. It's now over 70%. So this is why I talk about issues like critical race theory and transgender girls, that's a biological man, playing girl sports. Because right now, I really do think if people are educated on what those issues are, they say, no, I can't get on board. I'll agree that, you know, we had a horrible era of racism in our country. The ideals of our country never lifted up racism as a value of our country. It took us too long to understand that all men are created equal meant all men of every color are created equal. But we are dedicated to that now, and it is not, as I talked about with Jacqueline, a popular public opinion, public position now to adopt that, well, I'm better than you because of my race. But I talk about critical race theory, and I talk about transgender girls, biological men, playing girl sports because right now the small, I hope the small amount of people that approve of those things, their fire never goes out. The fire that in 1996 approved of gay marriage by a 27% share of the American public, that in 2004 Hillary Clinton spoke out against clearly, that in 2008 when he ran for president, Barack Obama said marriage is between a man and a woman. A man and a woman. Now you can't even get the left to agree what a woman is. Or what a man is. And now we have 70% approval. Because as I always say, the left never holds a victory party. Every gain, they don't stop to celebrate. They just keep pushing. And if we don't push back on CRT, on transgenderism, on the darkness that is pervading our schools, on the perverseness of evil that is out there in our society, someday, somebody's going to be sitting in this chair and they're going to be talking about a Gallup poll where 70% of Americans approve of transgender girls, biological men, playing girls' high school sports. And where they approve 70% or more of children being taught that there is absolutely nothing they can do about being an oppressor or being oppressed. It is immutable to their skin color. And that's why I push back, and that's why I try to inspire you to push back as well. 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. We'll get to your calls next on The Bruce Hooley Show. .550, Bruce Hooley Show. Appreciate your time today. I would not deny that there is systemic racism. Well, I would deny there's systemic racism. I would not deny there's racism. And Joe Biden says he's going to spend $100 billion to eradicate it. He can start at home. Stories out from the Daily Caller and the Daily Wire via the Daily Mail show that Hunter Biden sent multiple messages to his white $845 per hour lawyer. That's how he termed him, including the racial slur that is most objectionable to black people. Many, many times. Well, it will be interesting to see how the media dismisses this. Of course, I mean, you know, they ignored the Hunter Biden laptop, so maybe they can ignore what's on the Hunter Biden laptop. Let's talk with Renee. She called 844-TALK-989. She is now on the Bruce Hooley Show. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Bruce. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, I am a Christian. I believe the end of the story. And I guess what I am constantly baffled by when it comes to other believers, mm-hmm. why are we always surprised that the last days are unfolding and that people of the darkness are acting like people of the darkness, or unbelievers, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we have to really get beyond the analyzing of what each other's not doing or are doing, right? Because people have that option to do this or to do that. So we've talked about it a lot, right?
We do, yes.
You have a wonderful platform.
Well, thank you.
to lift up the king. Now, didn't he say, if I be lifted up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, you know, you want to talk about the political side and all of that, but we've got to go deeper. The enemy loves it when we stay on the surface, don't you think?
You couldn't be more right. I understand and cherish this platform that I have, and I do try to offer content that always shows that that is my prism, that I look through life through that prism of my faith in Christ. Not everyone who listens to this station has it, so I do try to expose who I am so they can understand why I think what I think. I view it as I'm trying to shine my light in the darkness. That's how I view it. I'm trying to shine light on darkness. And I always have hope, and I'm sure you do too, Renee. We want people to come to faith. We want people to see how much easier it is to live when what Christ did at the cross has already settled our eternal destiny, and we don't have to strive, and we don't have to do, and we don't have to be anything because he's done that. Now, then we just do what we do for others out of gratitude for what he did for us. And so I think the one growth area that I would see in my life is that I used to look at people who were lost spiritually, and I used to look at them and think, boy, you've really got it coming. And now I look at them and I think, yikes, you've really got it coming. Like, I didn't used to care that they had it coming, and now I really do care, and I want to try to turn them away from what I know is coming, because like you say, you know how the story ends, and so do I.
Well, and that's what urged me to pick up the phone when you said push back. I think we underestimate our greatest tool and weaponry that God has given us. This is going to happen one person at a time. I hear so much generalization, lumping people into the same bowl, Republican, Democrat, black, white, howsomever. And what tickles me every day and refreshes me every day and always melts me is the fact that Jesus calls me by name as an individual. So as you love somebody one at a time, this thing's going to get one at a time, not by group. I understand the layers of it, but I think we have to focus more on one person at a time. You looking at me as a person, not the fact that I'm a black woman, okay? I'm an individual, and all of that other stuff is secondary.
Renee,
somebody has to start that ripple.
I think, Renee, that some people have more gifting in that area than others. You have the gifting. I can tell. And I don't mean that it absolves me of it. Here's what I think my gift is. I view critical race theory as a tool of Satan. Because when I hear Ibram Kendi, who's one of the proponents of critical race theory, say that savior theology is bigotry, you and I both know Jesus was not a bigot. And for anyone who's going to portray Jesus Christ as a bigot, I'm going to fight against that. We have disciples who were Peter and Paul, and then we have disciples who were, or followers of Christ who were Stephen. I've got the Peter and Paul personality. You may have the Stephen personality. So I think we can, I'm fighting with you. I'm honored to fight with you. I just think we're using our gifts differently, and I'm so thankful you're in that battle with me.
How about when can we maybe at some point get excited? Lord, send in the people that you have given the assignment. Send them into the White House to influence.
Amen.
Vice President Harris.
That's what concerns me. You know, Renee, I'm glad you brought that up because with President Trump, he's not going to act like a Christian. He's not a Christian. The man says he doesn't see his need for forgiveness. But he had Ben Carson and Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence and Kayleigh McEnany. He had good, godly people around him. And I look, Renee, who are the good, godly people around Joe Biden?
Well, I don't know them by name, but it doesn't mean that they're not there. So that's exactly what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
The Lord has a remnant. He has us all strategically placed all over this whole world, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess as an individual, I'm excited about what prayer is going to manifest and when God gives individual strategy, like for today. I'm sure you woke up and you were aware of a strategy that you knew you were going to walk out today.
Proverbs 8. It's the 8th of the month. I'm in Proverbs 8.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is you use your platform because it is your appointed assignment. You were designed for what you do. You understand? Yeah. And all I'm saying is we have the opportunity to flip the script, to set the pace, and to change it. The media is not going to do it, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And we could talk about what's not right all day long. Well, let's blow the trumpet. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about what is. Let's talk about the kingdom being manifested every day. But listen, I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you, Renee.
I just, when you said pushback, it kind of stirred me.
All right.
And I just wanted to talk to you.
Well, I certainly.
I listen to you, not every day, but a couple times a week.
Well,
and I just wanted to touch bases with you.
I appreciate that so much. I thank you so much. I'm honored to be in the battle with you. And I love your call, and I love your heart, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Renee in Columbus. That made my day. What an awesome lady. Fantastic. 6 o'clock hour of the Bruce Hooley Show. I have the numbers on the number of Americans who oppose some of the teachings that are going on in our schools. I think you'll find them interesting in light of the numbers that I shared with you before. Please stay tuned. Please participate in the program. 844-TALK-989. It's the Bruce Hooley Show.